You're listening to SBS News.
Giuseppe Conte stood in the Italian Senate on Tuesday to give his last speech as Prime Minister, a job he held for just 14 months. He took the opportunity to launch a scathing attack on his former coalition partner, Matteo Salvini, saying the Interior Minister had worked to undermine the government.
È evidente che la responsabilità di una crisi.
It is clear that the responsibility of a political crisis bears his signature. But if he lacks courage, the courage on the political level, I will assume this courage. I believe this should be the only conclusion, the transparent, coherent and linear one.
Mr. Conte's resignation follows a week of fallout from Mr. Salvini's decision to back out of the alliance between his Nationalist League party and the anti-establishment Five Star Movement. Mr. Salvini then tabled a no-confidence motion against the Prime Minister, which Giuseppe Conte has told the Senate had plunged Italy into political turmoil.
Caro Ministro dell'Interno.
Dear Minister of Interior, dear Matteo Salvini, by starting this government crisis, you take a great responsibility towards the country. You announced this crisis asking for full powers to rule the country. And again, I've heard you calling the people to support you.
But Mr. Salvini, who sat defiantly next to his former partner for the entire hour-long final speech, says he has no regrets.
Rifarei tutto quello che ho fatto.
I would do everything I did again, everything. I'm a free man and I don't fear Italians' judgment.
Since the European parliamentary elections in May, Mr. Salvini has been looking to capitalise on the League's growing popularity. It's ahead in the Italian polls at 38%. Analysts say his push for a snap election more than 3 years early is in the hope he can become Prime Minister himself by October. Mr. Salvini says the people should decide.
La via maestra è quella delle elezioni.
The main road is the way to the elections because nothing and no one is better than the Italian people to judge those who worked well and those who didn't.
But it is actually up to the country's president, Sergio Mattarella, to decide what happens next. Mr. Mattarella, who holds wide constitutional power during periods of crisis, has multiple options to consider. He could choose a snap election, the forming of a new coalition without holding a vote, or the continuation of the current government, although this last option is unlikely. Matteo Salvini now says he is prepared to work with his coalition partners to secure budget reforms ahead of early elections. He also offered to back a much-contested populist reform of the Five Star Movement that would slash the number of Italian parliamentarians from 951 to 605.
Volete tagliare I parlamentari?
Do you want to cut the number of MPs? We are here. Let's cut the number of MPs and then let's give the word to the Italian people.
But as SBS Radio's Italian broadcaster Marco Lucchi explains, even rival parties are willing to work together to stop Matteo Salvini.
The Five Star Movement and some opposition parties have decided to side together to stop Salvini from going to the polls as soon as possible, because they probably think that there's still a chance for an alternative government to be formed.
Based on current polling, Mr. Salvini would win a general election by a sizeable margin. And this time, Mr. Lucchi says, he could form a coalition with two new right-wing parties.
Matteo Salvini has already spoken or anyway communicated with his former coalition partner Silvio Berlusconi and the Brothers of Italy party leader Giorgia Meloni, who are both right of centre, to form a loose coalition with them. The difference between now and the past is that Salvini used to be the junior partner in the coalition. Now he will be the senior partner because he's got twice as many votes as the other parties put together.
Former Prime Minister Matteo Renzi made a passionate speech to the Senate, saying the populist parties must be stopped.
For me, the institutions come first. Then comes personal resentment. With this spirit, Mr. Prime Minister, we are happy today that the populist experience is over, but we will do our job so that it won't be Italian families and the people to pay for your reckless political crisis.
Italian politics have a particularly checkered history. It's notorious for its high turnover of leaders, equal to a new Prime Minister every 21 months since 1993. Coalition governments and multiple wings of political parties in the country has often led to internal conflict and subsequently a change in government. Mr. Lucchi says most Italian voters will not appreciate another election.
I think in general voters are frustrated because they will have to go to the polls once again. The last time was just March 2018 and it took about 3 months to form a government. So probably the feeling in the vast majority of the population will be of frustration.
President Mattarella will begin consultations on a new government on Wednesday. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.